start by addressing a glut of emails I got. Some of you people aren't getting on the trolley here. Where'd you come from? Get an email scolding me for taking my disdain out on the child last week. Where'd you people come from? Have you read my... How'd you get this podcast? I even had a friend. Basically, the brunt of it is I should be more pissed at the mom. It's the mom's fault. I said last week, it's a visceral reaction. Visceral. Okay, look it up. V-I-S-I-E-R. Anyhow, look it up. Visceral, okay? It's been 4.5 months of blah, 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 blah. And I don't care whose fault it is. Ultimately, I don't want to follow the clues down to the ultimate, you know? Huh? I don't follow a train down to, you know, who brought the Spanish here. I hear blah. I want the blah to stop. That's all I know. It's been 4.5 months. Here, blah, blah, blah. Record that. Put that on a loop for yourself for 4.5 months. Put that on your alarm so you wake up to that every morning. I hear blah, and I want the blah to stop, and I see blah coming out of a three-year-old, and that's what I hate now, the three-year-old. I can't think, it's been 4.5 months, I can't think any deeper than that. Whatever's making the noise, that's what I hate. And, you know, if I had the karma built up, I'd curb stomp this kid. I'd take his little wiggling body over to the curb. Bless black. And then glorious silence. And if I didn't have so much to answer for already, I bet I'd do it. I bet I'd be willing to do it. This little uterus dropping down there, running around, blah, and he's coming at me too, because he comes up here and goes blah. He knows what he's. Give me this crap that he doesn't know. He's innocent. He knows no one else is going blah. He knows that no one. His family doesn't live up here. He knows it's just me. He's coming at me. I'm not crazy. And when he finally moves out, it's not over. It's not over between me and this kid. No. I know his first name and his last name. I'm gonna follow this kid everywhere he goes. Everywhere. Every job he goes to, every cooking job he has, I'm going to go and complain about the food. Every piece of drywall he lays, I'm going to call the city inspector and tell him it's not up to code. Everywhere. I'll be there. He's my new hobby. He's my new hobby, this kid. And when finally he's got nothing left and he's just a little shifty bum, shifty little greasy bum, shifting through garbage cans with gloves with no fingers left and a crusty overcoat, I'll be there. And he reaches in there and he gets a little chicken leg. I'm going to slap that chicken leg out of his hand and grab him and go, "Get out of my garbage can, you filthy, stinky, slimy bum." And I'm going, "Oh, is this what you wanted? This chicken leg here?" And I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat that chicken leg in front of him. "Oh, no, oh, it's so good, this chick. Oh, it's still just a little warm. Oh, no, no, look, a little piece of fat left on it. Oh, no, 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 no." Make him watch. Make him watch me eat that last chicken bone. Don't look at me like that, Joe. This is your idea. You're the one who thought I should do this. You're more entertaining in person. You should do a Yeah. You forgot about this side of me, didn't you? How long did you think it was going to be before I sounded insane? It's been like 6 to 8 weeks. Surprised I didn't sound insane earlier. I want to kill a three-year-old kid. I do it. I know what you're up to. You think I don't know what you're up to over there? Your little plan? I know what this is about. Listen up, whatever radio station Joe sends this to behind my back. I hate a three-year-old. And if you let me on your air, I'm going to say stuff like this all the time. all the time. I know what you're doing. You can't save me from myself. And where's Kempo, anyhow? Then you're gonna get her on. Yet another week without Kempo. I'm just supposed to be the sidekick here. You want me to burn up 15, 20 minutes a week? This is what you're gonna get. And get ready, because I'm gonna talk about the swine flu in a little while. And then it's gonna be crackpot and nothing but crackpot. Oh, this kid. It's gonna pay. Oh, decades from now, he'll still be paying. I feel great. I feel liberated right now, saying all that stuff. I just want to tear my shirt off and go, rah! Club a cave woman and drag her into my cave. Make her clean it. Clean this shithole. Look at this place. All right, let's do some news. Let's see what can irritate... Oh, you hear that? Pause this stupid thing. Okay, I'm back. I had to go chase a crow off my porch. There's a crow that's like... It's the size of a cat, isn't it? It's this crow is at least 10 pounds. It's huge! It's on my porch every morning, just screeching at me. I got a 5-year-old... A 3-year-old gremlin downstairs. I got this mutant crow, and then I got drunk squirrels everywhere because I got a pear tree in my backyard, and the pears haven't been cleaned up, so they're fermenting. Every spring and every fall, there's drunk squirrels all over the place because they eat the fermented pears, and they're stumbling up the tree, and you know because the pears never get cleaned up. You know why? Because it's my job to clean them up. So I just rake them into a big pile and say, oh, it's compost. I'm going to start a garden. There's drunk... This is my life. I got a gremlin. I got a 10-pound crow. There's drunk squirrels. There's something living in my... Things are triangulating on my position. It might be time to displace. I'm going to fix that El Camino and load it up. Get the hell out of here. There's something in my attic. Two somethings. Like, they're either screwing or fighting or something at 3 in the morning. It's like they're in shifts, you know? The kid stops screeching, the crow lands. You know, the crow leaves, the kid comes back, the kid goes to sleep, and something's screwing in my attic. What the hell's going on? It's like Gary Larson is writing my life. And I gotta go up and... I don't know how the hell I'm gonna get rid of whatever is up there. Because my attic... It doesn't have those steps. You know, most attics have those steps you pull down. Like on The Simpsons, you pull down the hatch and steps come down. You can gradually go up there. I just have like a manhole cover sized slot that you gotta reach up and push. There's no rope to pull. It's not spring loaded or anything. It's like a manhole. You gotta reach up there and shove it. So you gotta expose your hands to whatever's up there first. And then you gotta climb up a ladder so... The first thing that this thing's going to get a crack at is your hands, and then if it's smart enough to wait, it's going to get your face. I'm going to get bit right in the face by a... There's going to be a badger up there, or a wolverine. I don't know what the hell's up there. I know the drunks who redid the roof 2 years ago didn't look too... look too confident. There could be a man-sized hole... manhole-sized hole in my roof for all night. I know. There's going to be a bear up there. So that's going to be great. I'm going to get to do that. I looked up there earlier this week. I didn't see anything, but I didn't really didn't poke around too long either. Because this house is old, man. Whatever asbestos replaced because they decided it was too poisonous. This is bad news. We've got to replace this with some asbestos. Whatever the precursor to asbestos was, it's probably whatever's insulating my roof. I think it... coal miner's lung or something going up there. But I poked my head up there. I was going to go up there like SWAT team style with my 45, you know, my hands crossed and then the flashlight and the 45 pointed at each other like on CSI and stuff. I couldn't find my gun. I don't know where it is. See, I leave it laying around because, you know, if you lock it up, it's never there when you need it. Took me 45 minutes to... I'm bored by the time I figured out it was under the couch. I didn't even care anymore. Fine, just keep screwing up there. What do I care? I ain't getting any sleep anyhow. So this is it. This is my wife. It's ridiculous. What was I going to do? The news. I don't want to read this. I don't want to do this anymore. We got to read that email from that girl. Where's that? Give me that. Whoa. Let's pull the microphone out of the... I got to stop walking around when I'm talking. I get all excited and I start wandering around and the cord isn't long enough for me to do that. I was on the bus yesterday. Let me go back. Like, a couple summers ago, when I was in my... I'm in, like, a daze. Yeah, I'm in one of those work for 16 hours on something and get no sleep. Kind of sleepless dazes. Where, you know, the only break I take is to take a three-hour nap or to wander to the gas station. So I'm doing a lot of, you know, half-alert wandering around. And I start seeing this girl. And I only see her from a distance because I'm either walking to the gas station, she's walking somewhere else or something. We never get close enough for me to say anything to her. You know, I just sort of see a silhouette. She's got long black hair, sort of looks Latino-ish. And, you know, we start waving to each other, you know, like, oh, you again, hi, you know, I wave. And she's waving sort of coyly, you know, like a child, like, you know. So sort of flirtin'-ish. Hey, you know, sort of flirting with me here. You know, so I'm, you know, waving back and, you know, I'll be on one side of the street and I'll tip my hat to her and then, you know, she'll put her hands up her face and giggle, you know, like that. But I never got close enough to push it further than that. And except one day I'm walking back to my house and she's walking up on the same sidewalk. So, you know, we're finally going to... I don't know what I'm going to do now because we're going in two different directions. But at least now I can make eye contact and say something. You know, it's been a month anyhow. Obviously, this is going to advance slowly. So, you know, that's the speed we're going. So this is at least a step in the right direction. You know, I'll be able to make eye contact, say an actual word. You know, that's progress. I'm a patient man. And so I get up to her, eye to eye to eye to eye. Actually, just three eyes, because she turned, and I realized she was retarded, and she turned to say hello, and one of her eyes kept going wobble, 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 you know, like a Muppet. You know, me, Mr. Suave, hey, yeah, I'm going to make some pride. How are you doing? Hey, how are you doing? And then, you know, a wolf howled in the background. So anyhow, now I'll tell you this story to tell you another story. So I see another guy all the time, too. Sort of a younger guy, and we don't say anything to each other, but you know, we pass by all the time and he just nods, and then I nod back. That's about as far as it goes. He's a younger guy, you know, sort of trying to look like a tough guy, and whatever. Good for you. So I get on the bus, and then the next stop he gets on the bus, and you know, does the same thing. How are you doing? You know, gives me that tough guy nod, and sort of puffs his chest out, sits in the chair. And then this retarded girl comes on the bus, goes, hi, how are you doing? You know, yells this to him from the front of the bus. And you see him sort of slump down, you know, he's trying to play the role of tough guy, and now there's this goofy retarded girl talking to him that he obviously knows from work or something. And he goes, hi. What's your name again? Jason. Hi, Jason. You know, she's flirting with him. But she's flirting with him from the front of the bus. And he's in the back. So there's like six rows of people watching this go on. Watching him slump into his chair. How are you? That's a new baseball cap? And at this point, she's just like some loser guy just throwing anything out there to keep talking, you know? Keeping her eye on the prize. Yeah, just keep him talking. Yeah, just keep him talking. Making progress. So this is going on, and then I'm thinking back to my retarded girl that, you know, I thought I had instigated things, but now that I think about it, did she wave first at me? Was she flirting with me? Is this like a new breed of them? A retarded cougar? They're cougars. Not only now is my neighborhood, the only women in my neighborhood are retarded, but they're cougars too. They're on the prowl. They're on the prowl for non-retarded guys. There's that school for the mentally challenged or handicapped, like 3 blocks from my house. So I keep my head on a swivel. They must have got to their sex education. Must got to the sex education class. Now they're all worked up. The little sausagey fingers are are tented together. Yes, sex. That's what's missing. Whoa, this segment's over. All right, the next segment, I got an email from a girl who needs something put into perspective for, and I'll talk to you about these idiots with their swine flu vaccine, and then we'll be done for this week. If you listen to the rest of it, great. If you don't, thanks for listening, and in the meantime, think. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.